So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
William Cressy is on the phone. We know him as Professor Fraud, and I am so appreciative of you joining us today. How are you, William?
I'm doing fine, Lisa. How are you doing?
I am doing great. It's good to talk to you again. You're one of my favorite guests because you bring attention to things that I don't even think about.
Well, and this time of year, as I like to say, it's the most fraudulent time of the year.
Yes.
And the fraudsters really take advantage. I mean, let's face it, they take advantage of people. And this is, sadly, a good time for the fraudsters.
So what's the number one holiday scam that you're seeing right now?
Oh, my goodness. There are any number of them. One that we're seeing trending, because our friends, the fraudsters, you know, like a former mayor of Chicago would say, you know, you don't let a good crisis go to waste. They are taking advantage of the problems with supply chains and people looking for certain items for Christmas gift giving that they can't find in the stores. So they're going online, and there's a number of scams off of that where they would say that, oh, well, we've got the, you know, whatever gaming system or television or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and that you've been looking for. And most likely they don't have anything, but they get your, you know, your credit card numbers and they charge that, or your debit card numbers, which is even worse. And then they separate you from their money, and then they cannot, you know, they're lost in the cloud, shall we say. Or they sell you counterfeit goods, which has become a big problem, billion-dollar industry. We know that in some cases organized crime is behind it, and so that's a big one. And just sort of tie things together, we keep seeing on the news about these
smash and grabs. Yes, and that concerns me because people think they're just smashing and grabbing and holding on to that merchandise or giving it to their whoever for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
when in fact they're turning that over and selling it online. And I would be horrified if I bought a purse or something and supported that criminal organization that is doing this. So how do you know?
You know, it's one of those things you can't, you know, it's, you know, maybe it is somebody who just happens to be selling 50 Louis Vuitton purses. Basically, unless you know it's the, you know, particular online store and you have trust in it, you really don't know. I have seen now websites selling merchandise which allegedly is stolen. And, you know, there was that one smash and grab at the car dealership of the millions of dollars in watches. And, you know, I have to wonder, where do you sell that? You know, you can't walk up to a guy on the street and say, hey, buddy, you want to buy a $1 million watch?
And I think it goes back to if the deal's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You, as I tell people, you have to listen to that little voice in the back of your head that too many people, you know, hit the mute button on. That's millions of years of evolution telling you you're walking into something that's wrong. And you just have to be constantly wary and constantly vigilant because it's out there, it's big, it's booming. And as you say, with the smash and grabs, yeah, maybe some of the merchandise they'll give or sell to friends or whatever, but we're seeing a lot of it showing up on the internet. And another great thing is the copycat websites.
Oh,
where
this makes me crazy because I get close to almost falling for some of those.
Uh-huh.
They look exactly like what you think that you would go to shop.
Exactly. They will put together a website with the name of the store, but maybe with one letter missing, you know. I mean, how many people really know how to spell Louis Vuitton?
Well, the people who purchase it know how to spell it. The rest of us probably don't. I've got a question about roofing companies, because we know the windstorms came through this week and everybody's going to be knocking on your door saying, I see some shingles missing. Looks like we could get some insurance money and get a new roof for you in 2022.
Yeah, and it can happen. I actually, my previous house, a guy came to my door and said, you've got some missing shingles, and we went through it, and it turns out that I could get a free roof, and it worked out. But that's usually not how it happens. And again, after a storm, and I'm sure the folks down in Kentucky and southern Illinois are seeing the fraudsters coming in and pulling their schemes there. Fly-by-night operations, they get your personal information, and these are people are hurting anyhow, and then they steal their identities. Or they call themselves contractors, and they come out and they do, they begin a job and then walk away after they've gotten your deposit.
When we want to help those people, I want to give money. How do we know we're giving it to the right organization? I know you can go to the Red Cross and you can go to several reputable organizations, but there's other ones that pull at your heartstrings. They might pick up the phone and call you. And I fear that family members are at risk. I don't always fall for it, but I think some of my older family members do.
Yeah. And that is, a problem. Yeah. You really have to either go to the, and again, even, go to the organizations you know they're legitimate and make sure you're actually dealing with them and not someone that says they are. You can check out organizations on websites like GuideStar to see if they're reputable. But it's terrible. I also get the phone calls or the mailers from what looks like a really, legitimate organization. As you say, they pull on your heartstrings, but you just have to realize there's a good chance that you are giving money to bad people, and you don't want to do that.
And my guess is that if anybody who calls you asking for money, probably not good to give them money. Just go online, try to find that organization and give directly online, or I don't know. Is that your suggestion?
Yes. Go online. Check it out online. If it's a new organization, one you're not familiar with, again, you can go to Better Business Bureau does some of this. The Illinois Attorney General does some of this. But I like the sites like GuideStar that will tell you not just, is it a legitimate organization, but how much of their funds do they really spend on their mission? And how much is going into the pockets of the, the head of the organization?
Mm-hmm.
That's something I like checking into, because, again, this time of the year, as we come up to the end of the calendar year, a lot of people do a lot of contributions because of the holidays and because of the tax deductibility if you make the contribution before the end of the year. So really be careful with that, because you really don't want to see your hard-earned money going to bad people when you want it to go to where the need is most.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Professor Fraud William Cressy. We always appreciate your input. Have a beautiful holiday.
No problem, Lisa. Thank you. Have a great one.
Thanks.